INESFL, its financial aid during an incredibly tough stretch. A GoFundMe page set up for the family of Maria Persand, the woman who was struck and killed by a GO Transit train in INESFL a week ago, had collected more than $15,900 through nearly 220 separate donations as of Monday morning, January 27. Maria was full of life, organizer Rose Savella said. She was a dear friend. We are all shocked and trying to put the pieces together. Savella described Maria, 52, as a loving wife and mother to three boys. In an obituary posted to the INESFL funeral home website, the family called Maria the light and structure of our lives. It's hard to see our future without your infinite, everlasting, smile, wisdom, intelligence and memory, the obituary reads. You were able to overcome any problem and help us find our path. Your love to us had no limits, and you were our queen. Others expressed appreciation for having known her. We loved you and loved being with you so much, Judy and Guillermo Venegas said on the funeral home's condolence page. We had so much fun being with you and we will miss you very much. Elena Mazzani called Maria the queen and boss lady in our hearts. The obituary notes the difference Maria made everywhere she worked, both in Colombia and Canada, including IBM. She also enjoyed throwing parties for friends and extended family, and had started to become involved in the care of abandoned animals. You made Canada your home and fit in your community, bringing together friendships and being loved back, the family said. All your friends are heartbroken and are looking after your family in a way for which there are no words to express our appreciation. You said goodbye prematurely but in peace with everyone and you will be forever in our hearts. Few details are being released by officials related to the incident. However, Metrolink's media relations confirmed a person was struck January 20 at about 7 p.m. The incident happened around the 7th line. South Simcoe Police Service spokesperson Sama Othman says local officers, firefighters and paramedics attended the scene, along with representatives from GO, and located a deceased person. Due to the sensitivity and private nature of this incident, no further information about the deceased or the incident will be provided by South Simcoe Police, she said. The fundraiser will help cover funeral costs during this very difficult time, Savella said. A visitation will be held at INESFL Funeral Home, 7910 Young Street, on Tuesday, January 28, from 3 to 5 p.m. The funeral service starts at 5 p.m. More details can be found at InesfulFuneralHome.com.